Russian President Vladimir Putin is virtually assured of winning a second four-year term on Sunday. His lead over his challengers is so large that the question is how many voters will bother to show up at the polls. Analysts say that Mr. Putin's unassailable grip on power and perhaps a yearning among many Russians for stability and order after so many years of upheaval may have led to a wide apathy toward politics generally. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports from Moscow.
These are the halls of Moscow State University. For centuries, it's been Russia's most prestigious learning institution. Between classes, a group of students hangs around, talking and smoking cigarettes. One young couple is making out on a chair, oblivious to the chatter. And most of the students here are just as oblivious to Sunday's election. 18-year-old Volodya says the interest level is minimal.
I wouldn't even think about voting for anyone. Putin doesn't need my help to become president. There are a lot of people who don't feel like voting. They think Putin will be chosen for us.
Among the few here who say they are planning to vote, the president is the clear favorite. But Putin is not a man who evokes overwhelming emotions. 19-year-old journalism student Ria Zavarzina lukewarmly describes Putin as professional.
I don't really like him as a person, but if I already said he's the best one from the others.
Ria says none of Putin's five challengers is serious. None of them, including communist Nikolai Kharitonov, Western-style liberal Irina Hakamada, and nationalist Sergei Glazyev, is polling more than single digits. Many of the students are deeply cynical about politics. It's the reverse of 15 years ago, when communism was collapsing and euphoria over change filled the air here. Many of them see Russia sliding back towards a more autocratic system. But what's surprising is that to many of these students, like Vadim, there's nothing alarming about it.
My prognosis is that in a few years there will be a dictatorship in Russia. Maybe that will be a positive thing, as long as it's an enlightened dictatorship. If it's an unenlightened dictatorship, maybe it will be bad.
Sociologist Yuri Levada is Russia's most respected independent pollster. He says that apathy towards politics and a willingness to leave everything up to the Kremlin is the direct result of the chaos of the 1990s. Levada says that troubled time really ruined people's taste for politics, democracy, and change. People have started to search for stability, the Brezhnevian ideal, and whether consciously or unconsciously, Putin represents that. Though between 60 and 80% of Russians say they support him, only 15% of them say they totally trust Putin. Election officials predict a 61% turnout on Sunday. That would be down from the 69% turnout 4 years ago. Government TV has been running relentless entreaties, telling people to go out and vote. One compares voting with the importance of saying, "I do," when getting married. The ad says, "There are times when your voice really counts, and Russia will hear your voice." Putin himself made a personal TV appeal this week. Putin said, "Democratic procedures have become routine for us, but that does not mean they should become less significant. Taking part in the election is a unique right for you to influence the course of events in your fatherland." Regional bureaucrats have jumped on the bandwagon. Russia's regions depend on the Kremlin for cash for their budgets. This centralized dependence means regional bosses are always eager to parade their loyalty to the Kremlin. Georgi Kim, the dean of the Vladivostok Fisheries Institute in Russia's Far East, told NTV television he was taking extraordinary measures to make his students vote. Sunday has been made a study day rather than a normal weekend day off.
Voting is our first priority here. Right at 11 a.m., we're going to round everyone up and go vote all at once, like a single cannon shot. Then we'll inform the regional authorities about how everything went.
The TV report said in some places, voting had become a form of voluntary coercion. Some hospitals have reportedly refused to admit sick patients unless they first show they have a voucher allowing them to vote by absentee ballot during their hospital stay. Russia's Elections Commission acknowledges some abuses. It's vowed to crack down. But in reality, many regional bosses are far more afraid of producing a low turnout for the Kremlin than of violating the rules. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.